This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. This week, the House of Representatives in Washington took a giant step forward in reestablishing the appropriations process by finishing work on 5 of the 6 remaining bills funding a large share of the government. On Tuesday, the House, in a narrow 217 to 214 vote, passed the following titles: the appropriation bills funding Department of War, the Labor, Health, and Human Services and Education Bill, State and Foreign Operations, Financial Services and General Government, and the bill that I authored, Transportation and Housing and Urban Development. And late on Tuesday, I joined a number of my appropriation colleagues at the White House to witness the President signing those bills in the Oval Office. And with 11 of the 12 bills signed into law now, the Appropriations Committee now has a new battle cry: we're back. I give an enormous amount of credit to our chairman, Tom Cole of Oklahoma, and his counterpart on the Democrat side, Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut. With narrow margins in the House and with a requirement of 60 votes in the Senate, it was obvious that the bills would have to be bipartisan. Anyone who believed otherwise needs a saliva test. The 5 bills passed on Tuesday amount to about $1.2 trillion of the total $1.6 trillion discretionary budget. And it leaves just one more bill to pass, this one funding Homeland Security, and recent events in Minnesota drove a wedge between the administration and minority leaders in the House and Senate. So we continue to fund DHS on its previous allocation for 9 days while we try to hammer out an agreement. It's one thing to argue that ICE operations in Minneapolis are divisive enough to kill the Homeland Security bill. But when you get past the ICE portion of the bill, DHS has a lot of other things in it that everyday Americans rely on, and to hijack the bill is cutting off your nose to spite your face. I mean, after all, FEMA, Transportation Security Administration, TSA, and the Coast Guard are all part of the DHS funding bill. I'm confident we will get agreement. But now let's credit the hard work of the Appropriations Committee. Against great odds, so great that I'm pretty sure odds makers in Vegas had trouble booking any action on it. But the patience, statesmanship, and calm leadership of Chairman Cole delivered, not just for Congress, but for the American people. Regular order has finally returned to Washington, and none too soon. It's the way the framers had it in mind. But for the better part of the last 2 decades, Congress has found a way to delay, defer, and disregard regular order, making continuing resolutions, big omnibus packages, and threats of government shutdowns the norm rather than the exception. On a future report, I'll detail a number of wins for the 3rd District of Arkansas. I'll tease with this one. In my T-HUD bill, my district secured $59 million for work on the Highway 412 Northern Bypass. Work is already complete on one section going west of 49. The other section going on down to Taneytown is well underway. But now RDOT can focus on taking 412 east of 49 to 265, then on to Sonora. This bypass will give much-needed relief to the city of Springdale by giving those big rigs a better alternative going east and west in northwest Arkansas. So it was a good week. Good for Congress, good for my district, and good for the country. We'll take good whenever and wherever we can. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.